Is it time for a shift in education? Is the standard school day from 8 to 3, from September to May, a thing of the past? I think it is. The methods we've been using to deliver education in America need to shift into the 21st century. We need to make some changes. I think there's some fundamental easy changes that will alleviate a lot of the pressures that are in the system. Step one, we probably need to shift our school times. Let's expand the day. Let's make it flexible. So we don't have parents sitting in the parking lot before school, and we don't have parents pulling kids out left and right every day. So let's make it so school starts 7:30 and goes till 6:30. No, I'm not saying the students need to be in classes the entire day. No, I'm not saying students need to be there the entire day, because that leads to shift too. Students come when they're ready to learn and they leave when they're ready to leave. We need to create that flexibility in their day too. Some days students might be in school for 3 hours. The other day they might be in the school for 10 because they want to get somewhere and they want to achieve something. Let's make it student-centered. Right now it's all teacher-centered. The teacher drives all of this. And we hold the teacher fully responsible for learning that the students have to do. So let's let the students drive it and hold the students responsible for that learning. So students can attend classes when they want, but we're not going to have regular classes. We need to shift our classes to a more blended model, where lessons are mainly delivered online, but it's a blended model where teachers can schedule lectures and activities around the learning that's going on in the unit of study. Students can then self-schedule, or teachers can help students that have IEPs or needs or aren't succeeding with the freedoms by pulling them into schedules when they're there. But have that flexibility, because our school would look different, more like a college library with all these different sized rooms. It would then shift four would alleviate our sub issue, because there's flexibility. If a teacher's sick, they're sick. They shouldn't have to write sub plans. If there's two teachers teaching or six teachers teaching that subject area, they can cover it, or it can wait, because you're in the blended model. You're not having to deliver instruction every day. So in making that flexibility and that shifting, we'd probably need to go year-round and allow students and teachers and administrators to take vacations when they want, like most businesses. And all these shifts make it a student-centered learning environment. We won't have grade levels. We won't have grade level celebrations. There might be specific classes you have to be there for, say band. Okay, and yeah, if you want to participate in gym, you need to, we're doing basketball right now. Here, come for the basketball. It's going to be from 10 to 11. Oh yeah, the band you want to be in and your son's good at, we're going to be meeting from 1 to 2. So if they want to be a band and learn that instrument, they need to come 1 to 2. But around that, we build the flexibility. And then when teachers aren't there, you'll probably have to hire more monitor level people that don't have to be required to deliver and don't feel abused, because they'll just be watching over a cafeteria or a media center or a waiting area instead, or computer lab / waiting area, where students are working independently instead of trying to deliver instruction. In all of this, it gives the teachers more flexibility to meet with students with needs. It allows them to schedule them in. It allows them to shift their focus from managing a class with 34 students in it to focusing on the two students that need reteaching, or 6 or 10 or however many it may be. But we just can't keep competing with the outside world. We can't have the week before Christmas break half our students missing because their parents got deals on trips. And hey, it's Friday, travel hockey's gone, so these 5 kids miss every Friday from November till April. Those things are happening. Students getting students going to a dentist to get braces. Oh, that would be an orthodontist. So students going to orthodontist to get braces. They typically go once a month. They have to get pulled out. I really don't know, as a parent who works in this inflexible profession, how parents do pick their kids up at 10 and drop them off at 11 to go to those dental appointments that last 15 minutes. But let's stop competing with them. Let's allow that flexibility so those students aren't missing that instruction. Sure, this involves some capital investment in the technology, capital investment in the time to build out those units so that we're consistent and coherent curriculum is available. But after that investment, it'll last and it'll be effective, and your costs for guest teachers will go down. Your missed instructional time will disappear because students are scheduling themselves. That summer slide will shift because students aren't working at a grade level. They're working at different content areas. So let's think about these shifts and maybe shift education to a better place. Stay curious, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.